Isaiah 9, verse 5. כי ילד יולד לנו, בן ניתן לנו, ותהיה המשרה על שכמו, ויקרא שמו פלא יועץ, אל גיבור, אבי עד, שר שלום. Now, this verse talks about a son being born. I remind you, this is the Old Testament, talks about a son being born. First of all, he will be a child. After that, he will be a son. And he has a position. He has the calling, the office. The word in Hebrew, the direct translation, is Misra. He has the office. He carries it on his shoulders. And after him, we will call him in the name of Wonder. We will call him a counselor. And we will call him Mighty God, Father of Everlasting Peace, or Everlasting Minister of Peace. The word is Sar, which means minister in Hebrew. This verse clearly talks about a child being born, and he's a son of someone, and he doesn't say a son of God here. He says he will be a son. In all the other places, or in the New Testament, people refer to Jesus as son of God. This verse doesn't refer to the son as something divine. It says it will be a son, but the son will be wondrous. The son will be a counselor. He will be a father. He will be a minister of peace. But most importantly, one of his names will be Mighty God, El Gibor. So verse 5 talks about a child being born. We will have a son. Now, it doesn't say in verse 5 that the son is the son of God. It says he's the son of somebody, like every other human being. He is human, he is flesh and blood, but we will call him Wonder, we will call him Mighty God. He will be God. He will be made of flesh, he will be a son, he will be a child, just like every other human being, but he will be God himself, El Gibor.